I'm joined with Cody Ford over the phone, a grain originator with River Valley Cooperative. Cody, thanks so much for joining me again.
Hey, thank you for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Of course. It's been a while since we talked. We talked around Halloween time. So a lot's happened since then. Why don't we just do a little bit of an overview of the last month?
Yeah, most definitely. We can take a look here at what we've seen over the last month on trends in both grain markets, corn and soybeans. I'm going out to the March contract here on corn, and we've been in this range, you know, from Halloween forward. We haven't really left this $5 to the $4.80 range until about today. And even there were a couple times in November where we leaked away below that $4.80 mark. So we stayed in a tight 20-cent trading range and finally broke out here yesterday, and then in today broke lower into that 4.72¾ area. And the market looks like we have some good support down there around that 4.70 area, but it hasn't moved very much. You could have kind of fallen asleep and let the market just trade and not do very much there. And if you go over and look at that December 24 contract in corn, it's done about the primary same thing, where we haven't seen much of a drop or move lower. Today we saw a lot of volume, though, and we did finally break out of that very tight trading range from October forward now. And we ended up actually settling the contract down around its low of 5.02¾. Now, when we go over and look at the January soybean contract, we have a little bit of a different story. November forward, we ended up taking off and we rallied about a dollar. And we got into some of that target areas where we were close to $14, but we couldn't quite nip it on some of those contracts there. And then once we got towards the middle of the month, we started to give back a good chunk of that rally. And now we're kind of trading back into the same area we were in October and really haven't moved too much. So that January soybean contract is sitting around that 13-12 area. And we had a high back in November on the 15th there. We actually made it to 13.98½. So we were really only a couple pennies away from that $14 mark there. Now over on your new crop soybeans, we didn't have as aggressive as a rally out of that as what I would have anticipated. But we did see some nice movement off the lows there, and we did see some HTAs and other products get done, you know, once we got above that $13 level to start layering in some first parts of the sales for next year. And looking at it now, I mean, we're down off of the highs, but we're not substantially. We're looking, you know, at 30 to 40 cents lower on that new crop bean.
I want to think back to January of 2023 and you in your position then looking at the year ahead. Would you have seen or did you think that we were going to have the year we had market-wise?
No, absolutely not. Looking back, I think it was... I personally thought it was going to be a little bit of a lackluster year. I thought we were going to see corn futures drip their way down through most of the year, which they did. I didn't anticipate some of the midsummer rallies that we had, which were really beneficial to us and the growers trying to get stuff on the books. I mean, we took corn almost $1.20 within a couple days when we were concerned about the U.S. drought. So we had a fast rally in there that got us back to some of the levels we were seeing in January. So I did not picture this year playing out the way it did.
So that just kind of shows that you never can predict what's going to happen in the future. Like you said, the drought, nobody knew the drought was going to happen like it did.
No, nobody was. And it was honestly almost a gift to the market in a way that we had two opportunities to price higher than what we had for prices while we were planting. There was plenty of opportunity out there if you knew you were going to have a crop.
So as we look forward to 24, I know we just talked about things that you didn't see going into 23, but what are some things that you are hoping to see in the market?
Some things that I'm hoping for in 24, I'm really hoping for a little bit of a rally before we get into crop insurance pricing on both corn and beans. I really look for us to try to get back a little bit higher on these front month contracts just to entice some buying. And I don't suspect any huge moves this next year looking out into 24. I think we're going to stay in this range unless for some reason we plant an enormous amount of corn acres or we plant an enormous amount of bean acres and shift what these balance sheets are already going to look like. I don't anticipate too much change at the moment.
And as the big question is always with South America, what's going on with them? How are they impacting our markets right now?
Yeah, so South America is one where we're seeing it's really dry, and they keep predicting it's going to rain a little bit, it's going to rain a little bit, and you get that cycle of the market starts seeing it and would move higher. And now it's not been as reactive. We've noticed that, you know, we could miss some rains here, but the models that have been getting run today are really quite good. I mean, we're looking at several inches of rain in those spots in Mato Grosso and other areas of Brazil that really need some rain. Now, the needle in the haystack question is, does this affect the corn crop more than the soybean crop? And some analysts believe that it's going to affect the corn crop more, their second planting, which could help our exports. So for a little bit of glimmer of light, that's what I'm looking for down there currently.
And is there anything else you want to add today?
I'd like to wish everybody a happy holidays and looking forward to a bright 2024.
Well, Cody, we'll be in contact as 2024 starts and look at the numbers again together. I always like talking to you about that.
All right. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Cody Ford, a grain originator with River Valley Cooperative on AM 1330 FM 95.7 WREM.